Hey, baby.
Are you busy right now?
Great, because I just got out of my appointment with my therapist, and I want to talk to you about it. You know how I've been talking about how it's kind of hard for me as a beta being in a relationship with an alpha, because I know that you love me, but you wish I was an omega, and, you know, when you're around an omega in heat in public, it's really awkward. Yeah, and my therapist did say that all the things we do where I pretend to go into heat, and I eat the aphrodisiac chocolates, and use that Omega perfume. I was thinking maybe I'm fine not being an Omega. There's nothing wrong being a Beta. Or maybe for once, I get to pretend that I'm an Alpha. I think it'd be nice if I wasn't the only person who had to pretend here. Baby. You know, I thought you might have this reaction. Which is why now you get to be the one who smells like an Omega. And I'll be the Alpha. I can't. Why not? Because to me, you smell just like an Omega would, and that's making me so needy. Are you sure that I can't impregnate you? Because I think I can. After all, that's just what it's like for alphas and omegas. The alpha can impregnate the omega. Gender doesn't matter anymore. It's just what your body was made to do. Crazy. The only person crazy here is you. You say that you're not an Omega, you're a big strong Alpha, but why do you smell like an Omega in heat then? And why are you acting like this? You seem so needy. Oh, but that Omega heat scent is coming from you, baby. So, you're not turned on by yourself, are you? Usually when I'm the one who wears that perfume, you're turned on by me because it feels more like I'm really in heat. Even though I can't possibly do that because I'm an alpha, unlike you. Unfortunately, I can't stop. Just like you can't stop being an Omega, and you can't stop being in heat until I fuck it out of you. Oh, come on, my little Omega. You have no problem making me act like this. Why do you have a problem with it now that it's you? I think your brain's just confused. You've never been in heat before as an Omega. The smell coming from you is so new. Usually it comes from me or random Omegas. But now, it's all you, baby. And the smell of it is making me so horny. I think I might go into ret soon.
And do you know that alphas are responsible for what they do when they're in rut? That's fine.
I wore a strap-on just for the occasion. Oh, I'm sure you can. Even betas can take strap-ons. They just can't usually get pregnant from them, but shouldn't be a problem for you, my little Omega. Well, why don't we at least try,
Come on. Let me just get these clothes off of you. Oh, come on. You're not even strong enough to fight back anymore. Is it because you have nowhere to take your rut out on? Sorry, your heat. Poor, confused little Omega. I know you're looking around for a big, strong alpha to put you in your place. Fuck you, breed you, and end your heat. And that's what I'm here for. Don't worry. I will fuck you as many times as it takes to get it through your stupid head that you are my Omega. I'm gonna mark you, and I'm gonna breed you, and you're never gonna look at anyone else like that again because you'll be mine. It'll all be part of your instincts. I'll just start spraying you with that perfume every morning instead of me. And eventually, I'll start associating it with yourself. And you'll accept that you were meant to be an Omega. This bed is too creaky for my preference. Why don't we move to the floor instead? I'll just pin you down with a hand on the back of your neck, like you do to me all the time when I'm the one wearing this perfume. Oh, baby. If you don't like this, if you don't want this, then why are you dripping? Surely it's not because you're getting ready to breed me. That would be preposterous. I'm not an Omega, and I never have been. But this time you are. I think this is just your natural slick from being in heat. Slick that's meant to lube up my nice big strap so that I can slide it inside your hole and breed you. Oh, fuck. The Aurelian Alpha, you'd be strong enough to get out of this hole. I'm just pinning you down, hand on the back of your neck, other hand gripping your hips, my hips thrusting against you, and sliding my nice, hard alpha cock right between your ass. Are you ready to be bred by a real alpha baby? Oh, fuck. Come on. You can take it. That's what Omegas like you were meant to do. That's what you're built for. You're fucked and bred and marked and claimed by your alpha. There's no point trying to deny it, baby. This is what you were made for. Oh, fuck. You're so tight. You must really want to milk all my cum into your hole. You need my pups that bad, baby. Oh, come on. You can admit it. Now that you smell like an omega, everyone will know you are one when we leave the house. Because you know how strong the scent of an omega in heat is. How impossible it is to ignore. Everyone's gonna wish that they got to breed you like I do. One look at you, and they'll know that you're my submissive little breeding bitch. Fuck. Even moan like an omega. You took so quickly to your new identity. Even against your will. That's okay. Because it's God's will. You were always meant to be an omega. It's about time you started being treated like it. Instead of acting like an alpha. You think you have the right parts, but any part is the right part. Oh, when it's true love, it's as it's intended. You just feel too good to think coherently. You smell so good. I can't wait to knot you as I claim you. Not you as I mark you as mine forever. No one is gonna want you once they know you're mine. They'll actually be respected, unlike when you pretend to mark me. Because this is how it's meant to be, isn't it? Because marking is meant between an alpha and an omega, and we finally have that in our relationship, just like you've wanted. I couldn't have you breaking up with me because I'm not some stupid slutty omega. I can't help how I was born. And I'm sick and tired of you always breaking your neck whenever you get the scent of an actual omega outside. Acting like you can't help but go and hit on them and ask them if they've been claimed already. Plenty of alphas manage to keep their rat in check. But you can't. It's like I'm not enough for you because I'm a beta. But I'm not gonna let you leave me over that. So I'm gonna claim you. I'm gonna claim you because no one would want an omega or an alpha that's already fucking claimed. You think other people would notice? I doubt it. They'd smell the alpha on you, and they'd also smell the omega on you, and they'd assume that I'm the alpha. They'd assume that you smell like an alpha, because I just got done fucking you. Because I marked you with my scent, and that the omega and heat scent, they wouldn't know it comes from a perfume bottle. They'd know that it comes from you being mine and needing to be claimed. Fuck. The hole just grips me so tightly. Oh, fuck. Cute tight hole like this is really gonna milk me for all it's worth. Every last drop in your breedable little omega hole. You're gonna look so cute pregnant with my puppies. Oh, fuck. You're not even struggling anymore. Your body's finally accepted it. Seems like I'm fucked all the fight out of you already. You're not complaining verbally, you're just listening and moaning. Because that's all you little omegas are good for, isn't it? Moaning underneath a big alpha cock. Fulfilling your biological purpose to carry my puppies. Oh, come on. You want me to breed you, don't you, you little omega? My little omega? Oh, come on, baby. That's it. Make your alpha come. If only you really could. Did you forget that this is a fake cock? It's not like the one you have when you're in rut. When you need to breed an omega, that's not its purpose anymore. We're just gonna treat it like my new toy. You won't need it anymore anyways. Well, I think that's enough breeding for today, don't you? What about it? Oh, I'm aware you haven't come yet. But that's okay. I don't need you to come to breed you. The only one who needs to come here is your alpha. You're so cute. My cute little omega. Finally accepting your purpose. I know you want to come, but that would just have no point. I can breed you without you coming. And I know that your heat won't end until I come in you and breed you. And get you pregnant with my puppies. And honestly, I don't mind if you stay in rut, if that's what you want to call it. Even though only alphas go into rut, and well, you're an omega, so it's actually heat now. You're in heat. And you're not in heat because you smell like an omega in heat. You smell like an omega in heat because you are in heat. Isn't that right? Do you want me to fuck you again? Because I thought I already fucked the disobedience and denial out of you. No, honey. You'll get used to being an omega. After all, that's what you did to me for so long. Maybe I should go break out the little cage I got you. You know, for your alpha cock. That way, the only thing you need is your cute, needy little hole. Your cock doesn't serve a purpose anymore. You're not gonna get to breed me with it, so there's no point in having it out. Let's just turn you over and there.
And I'll just keep this key with me. I doubt we'll need it, but you never know. And now that you don't have any Omega or Beta to shoot your load inside when you're in rut, you'll act exactly like an Omega in heat. One whose heat just won't end until they get their sweet little hole filled by a big Alpha load. But pretty soon I won't even have to spray you with the Omega perfume. Your body will understand and it'll start making those changes all on its own. I'm gonna go clean my strap. Someone made an absolute mess of it with all their slick. So annoying, isn't it? That's just part of being an Omega. Something you have to deal with. Because it's in your biology. Making it easier for a big, strong Alpha to slide inside of you and breed you. Just like you were meant for. You know, just for good measure. Anyways, I was thinking we could go out to eat tonight. You know, to celebrate all my progress in therapy. Oh, don't worry. Everyone around always knows when an Omega in heat is near. It's not embarrassing. People understand that it's just something Omegas can't help. And if you're lucky, I might really mark you. Though I think I'll wait until you've earned that. I'm gonna start getting ready. Put on something nice, won't you? I don't want my Omega embarrassing me in front of the other Alphas.